Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, a time is coming. It has begun now where the Democrat Party fully intends for us to live on American soil with illegal immigrants, that's already here, who are terrorists, who are on either the international or the FBI or both terror watch lists. Actual bona fide terrorists. It's not a stretch. I mean, when you have the stepdaughter of Kamala Harris fundraising for Hamas, it's incredible that's not a crime. A designated terror group. It actually is a crime. It's just nobody enforces that kind of stuff anymore. It's not far-fetched. When you have John Kirby, spokeshack for the White House, saying, yeah, Iran's funding a lot of Democrat grassroots activity. You see those marches? Iran funds those. Well, who's the other funder? Joe Biden's donors. You're watching the merger of radical Islamic terror in the Democrat Party. You're watching it. They think these are fellow travelers, and they think you and I should be able to coexist with them on our soil. A time is coming. A time is coming when people are going to push back and say, I don't want that man in my group. Fill in the blank here, whatever group that is. He's on the terror watch list. I'm scared. And you'll be told you're a bigot. They're normalizing this. So all of the world's terrorists can come here. I kid you not. We saw the first sign. I've been predicting this for months, but we saw the first sign of it when we learned earlier this week, and this got buried in the announcement of Tim Walz. And I think this is part of why she rushed and picked him. And I think without vetting him, the news had just broken that the Biden administration had caught 250 terrorists on the southwest border. Caught them. Some of whom, by the way, used the CPB1 app to come here, which is still illegal. They're illegal immigrants. Or they turned themselves into Homeland Security, were found on the terror watch list. 99 were turned loose and relocated into this country. We know at least one of them flew, was given papers that let them go to the special TSA line where you don't need an ID and fly on a plane with Americans. But then this, did you see what broke overnight from Judicial Watch? Judicial Watch filed a FOIA. Do you remember a couple months back, Quantico? Two illegal immigrants show up there. They're driving a white box truck. They're told to stop. You can't enter. They claim they were Amazon delivery guys. When they were told to stop, they drove forward and tried to smash their way into the base. We only know this because a local newspaper broke the story. The Biden administration tried to hush it up. Then they wouldn't answer questions about whether they were illegal immigrants. Turned out they were. Then members of Congress found out one of them was on the terror watch list. In fact, had just crossed days before into the country, went right for Quantico, and what sure looked like a dry run. But spokeshack Karine Jean-Pierre came out And assured us all, no, that's not true. Congress has got it wrong. In that letter they wrote, he's not on the, it turns out he is on the terror watch list. The Biden administration lied. Wait a minute. You're telling me a Jordanian illegal immigrant did what looks like a dry run for a terror attack less than 30 days after he got here. And he's on the terror watch list? Yeah. And the Biden administration lied about it. Yeah. And here's the worst part. You ready for the punchline? You're thinking, no, they didn't. Oh, yes, they did. No, they didn't. Oh, yes, they did. They let him go. They let him go. Let him bond out. Lied about his status as a terror watch list designee. And Judicial Watch just got a copy. They got leaked copy of documents filled out by ICE, in which the interviewing ICE agents records that he is in fact on the terror watch list, as members of Congress with classified security clearances believed he was when they wrote the letter and the Biden administration lied. Do they want a terror attack? Is that the plan? Is that the plan to get us used to? Well, you know, you're super excited about that Taylor Swift concert, but we'll have to let Al-Qaeda weigh in on whether she'll be allowed to go on stage. We'll have to wait for our friends in Al-Qaeda. You know, they are great Democrat voters. Yeah, we're going to let them have a caliphate here in Minnesota. By the way, you know they canceled all three Taylor Swift concerts. She can't even have a concert. This is what they want us to coexist with. Folks, have you ever listened to news out of the Middle East? You ever listened to an international news report? And what does it always sound like? Live from Beirut this morning, terror attack. In Iraq, multiple explosions overnight. Three killed. In Afghanistan, multiple explosions at a market. Two kids dead. That's our future. That's our future. And it's the one the Democrats want. They want it. So that is breaking overnight from Judicial Watch from Tom Fitton. Why would you let a Jordanian terrorist who appears, by the way, remember they tried to cover it up. They never put out any kinds of statement on it. They were gonna, you know what they were gonna do? They were gonna cover up. It was a dry, that's what it was. It was a dry run. And they found out, wow, we got an illegal immigrant terrorist trying to smash their way into Quantico. That's bad. That's bad because we're headed into an election. They claim they got a secure border. Or that this border crisis isn't bad. Folks, stuff like this is why she can't sit down with the media. She's let 99 terrorists in. She's a border czar. We got terrorists from Jordan trying terror attacks on our soil and getting let loose. By the way, I think they let them loose because if they didn't, it would have been obvious something was wrong. Hey, let them go. Let them, you know, but yeah, people could die, but who cares? There'll be new Democrat voters along shortly at the border. We can replace America. It doesn't matter. Let them go so it doesn't look like anything's wrong. Here's another question. 95% of these immigration judges that are bonding these people out, we found this out this week too, are not being given intel on these terrorists. They are bonding terrorists out and they're giving them asylum. Was this judge told? Was this judge told by the federal government this guy was a terrorist? I bet you he's not. I bet you he wasn't. I bet you they hosed the judge too and let him go. Oh, on $10,000 bond. Who paid the bond? Things Democrats just don't care to know. Anyway, we got a Jordanian terrorist out there. By the way, do you see the conditions of the bond? This is hilarious. They have to stay away from military bases. I'm sure they will.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.